Welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. And welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Tonight, I want to talk to you about change. As many of you know, our world has changed dramatically. Our children's ministries have changed. Our churches have changed. But all of this change came not because we wanted it, but because we had to. I love what John Maxwell says. Change is inevitable. Growth is optional. Think about that for a second. Change is inevitable. Growth is optional. That's what we're going to dig into on this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. And again, my name's Tom Bump, and I can't wait to share this. Some thoughts that God has put on my heart, especially for this season, to encourage you. And I hope that it will be an encouraging podcast for you today. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that today's episode is sponsored by KMC Coaching and Restoring Leaders, two ministries that are designed to help you as leaders. KMC Coaching is designed to help you with strategy and structures and thinking what changes need to happen, giving you another set of eyes and another person to walk beside you. Everyone knows that we do better with a coach. We all need someone to walk alongside you. And sometimes we think we can't afford a coach, we don't have time for a coach, or honestly, our pride can get in the way and we think, well, why should I have someone to coach me? Well, let me encourage you that the investment in a coach is something that becomes priceless. I found that out myself years ago, and I would tell you now, I had wished I had taken the time to invest in a coach many, many years before I did. So if you're interested, check out kmccoach.net. There are specials going on right now, especially during COVID, where we make sure that no person that desires coaching and that wants it, we will make it possible. We'll find a way to make it happen. You can sign up for a free 30-minute consultation where we just get a chance to talk and figure out what's the best process for you. Restoring Leaders is a brand new ministry that has started that is there to help leaders get back in and stay in the ministry battle. If you're struggling with burnout, hurts, pains, or maybe you're in a ministry transition that caught you off guard and you're hurting and you're wondering, how do I process this? How do I move forward from this? I want to encourage you to go check out restoringleaders.org. And again, set up some time to talk, to hear what Restoring Leaders is all about and what it can offer you. So check those two resources out. And I would encourage you that they're there for you to benefit you, to help you, and to encourage you. So check out those things. Now let's get back into our topic for today, and that's change. Again, Maxwell's quote, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. How have you grown through the changes that have occurred this season? I'm wondering. I know for me, there's been a lot of growth. I'm attempting things that I've never thought I would ever attempt. God speaking to me and showing me some things that I never imagined I would think about. And he's had me looking at ministry from a totally different way. And you know what? I found in church world, and I think everybody that's listening to this podcast will agree, the church has always been slow to change. We don't like change. We like to say we do, but in all respects, think about how much has children's ministry really changed. Yeah, the model has shifted a little bit. More have gone away from just the traditional Sunday school model where it's the teacher expounding all of the facts from a book to a large group, small group, or at least involving more leaders where they're relationally building and using God's word and tying it all together. But you know, what I found is true. When it comes to change, we'll be ready for change when the pain that we're experiencing becomes so strong and intense with the status quo And when that pain that's associated with that becomes greater than the pain that's associated with change, we'll make the change. And it's funny how when push comes to shove, then we will make the changes. Just like with COVID. When COVID came, the pain of staying the same, it wasn't going to be possible. We were not going to be able to operate the way we've been operating. And so we were forced to make changes. Now, some of us will be tempted to go back as things open up, as maybe we get the vaccine and different things happen. We're going to be tempted to go right back to doing what we've been doing. I hope that that doesn't happen, but I'm afraid it will. Because for many of us, we were comfortable back where we were doing. And we had a rhythm and a rhyme for what we did and how we did it. And instead of making changes for the good to reach more people with the gospel of Christ, we've been working an old model. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you've heard me say it several times and in several ways. And even with the last discussion with Mel Walker about family ministry and why it must change to stay relevant. If we don't do these things, we're asking for trouble. And that means having hard conversations with senior leadership and finding out where will they be willing to change? What will they allow you to change? Because again, children's pastors and leaders, we only have so much influence and power to make certain decisions. And other that has to run up the flagpole, so to speak. And I get it. And change is always going to be painful and hard for people. People are going to struggle with it. People aren't going to like it. Some people will get upset by it. But listen, if we don't change, it could be fatal. John Wooden said this: failure is not fatal, but failure to change might be. And I think for the church, that's very true. If we fail in some of the changes that we make, if they don't work exactly perfectly like we thought, it's not fatal. But failing to change during this time and minister to people where they are and how they're feeling, that failure to change might be fatal to what we do. And I know for some leaders, because I've had conversations with some of my coaching clients and just general children's ministry leaders out there that we've had conversation, I know that one of the big fears that we all have is, well, if we do change and if we change the format too much, is my job going to be relevant anymore? Am I going to be needed? And I will tell you, I truly believe churches will always need children's ministries. Yes, I know it doesn't feel like we're needed much right now with basically the main services being the only option right now to run, and a lot of our children's ministries aren't open yet. It can feel like, wow, I'm not needed. And I've already heard of a number of leaders who've lost their positions because of the way the churches have changed the way they're doing things right now. So I understand how this could be something that it doesn't feel good, something that we want to do. But let me encourage you that if we're going to really change the world, if we're going to change the next generation, it's going to take us being bold, and it's going to take us being courageous, and it's going to take us pushing out some of the boundaries that we've always had. And that's not going to be easy. It's going to be painful at times. And a lot of times people are going to think, well, I don't really need to change how I do children's ministry. I just need to get it back open. And once I get it back open, everything will be fine. But again, I don't think you're going to be able to reopen, and many haven't been able to reopen the way they did before. I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and in one of his services, he normally has around 35, 40 volunteers, and only half have come back and said, yes, they'll serve. And they're ready to reopen the children's ministry and get some programming going again. How do you do ministry with only half your volunteers? That's a great question. In fact, I would offer up this suggestion: change the model. I've said that before on this podcast, and any of my coaching students listening to this podcast will know, they've heard me say it. Don't work someone else's model. You don't have to. So give your permission, give yourself permission to not work somebody else's model and let God create something new or try something old. For instance, one of the things that I've encouraged one church that I've been working with to do is to start and go back to a kids' church model for a while. Run a large group, a kids' worship service, just like the big church does. Run it for the kids too. Have your worship, have your scripture, have your Bible lesson, and have some time of prayer. And of course, for the kids, you can always spice it up by adding a fun review game or a crowd breaker game. You can do some fun elements in there, some puppets, some object lessons, crazy characters that come and visit to bring in the bottom line. There's lots of things that you can do. But I tell you, if you get creative a little bit and you think about what could we do for a season and try it for a season. Again, the danger if we don't is too risky. And many churches aren't opening their children's ministry because they're too afraid of COVID and the spread. I'm more afraid of a child dying and going to hell without Jesus than I'm afraid of a child coming and hearing about Jesus and getting sick with COVID and dying. I would rather have them have Jesus in their life than anything else. And to me, that's all that matters. To me, that's what's important. And so we've got to start changing our minds about change. Think about it for a minute. One of the greatest examples of the dangers and resistance of change is that case study of Kodak. You know, Kodak was the leader, the innovator of pictures and picture taking. But Kodak wasn't thinking about change. They weren't thinking strategically. In fact, they were very resistant. In fact, they became part of the list of companies like Blockbuster, Polaroid, Compact, Borders, Nokia, Oldsmobile, Pontiac. Yeah, all of those companies don't exist any longer because they refused to change. They wouldn't give in to it. The crazy thing is that Kodak, even though they had the corner of the market on photography, actually had started a digital division. But they also had their print establishment. And those two divisions began a war within each other. And the digital division said that people don't care about prints and printing their digital photos. And yet the photo division said, yes, people want to print off everything. And they missed it. They weren't thinking digitally, and they missed it. In fact, it's kind of interesting that back in the year 2000, Kodak launched an early photo upload site where you could upload your photos. And you know what? They messed it up. Essentially, what they did is they leveraged new technology to prop up old technology, an old strategy. Sometimes we do that in the church. We take new things just to prop up the old model. Don't do that, because that's the strategy that did Kodak in, and it'll do us in too. We don't want to use new technology to prop up an old model. And if leaders would only start thinking strategically about where they are and where we're going, now is the time to be thinking about it. And so I put this challenge out, and I think Carrie Newhoff had said this before, that what if we started thinking of the church as a physical organization with a digital presence? So what if we started looking at our physical children's ministry in a digital way? What would that be like? I mean, we already know that we can reach people online and that people will watch online. And a lot of people, I mean, according to Barna, are going to continue to watch online even as we open our ministries. So what can we do with our physical presence and our digital presence? You know, Kodak invented digital photography. They came out with it first, and yet it wasn't their printing that killed them off completely. Honestly, it was another digital thing. It was Instagram. When the game changes, those who refuse to change are going to go out of existence. If the church doesn't think about how we can change to minister to today's families and the way they are built and structured, we're going to become irrelevant and the people will move on. And other churches that are thinking strategically will grow, and those that don't will cease to be. You see, we have to be thinking in children's ministry strategically. And we have to help minister to families and to children in a way that others aren't thinking about. And we're going to need to be that person for our senior leadership that advocates for it and pushes for it and cheers for it. And it may take time. We can't give up just because they don't see it the first time. We continue to push forward, continue to lead up. Don't think that you can't, because you can. I believe it's possible. And sometimes as you create success in what you're doing, you're going to encounter even other more problems about change. And so you have to be ready for it. Success sometimes makes us more conservative in what we do, and we kind of hold back. And so before COVID, a lot of us were seeing lots of people thing and lots of events and all sorts of things were happening for us. And then all of a sudden COVID hit and it dried up. And now we're afraid, what do we do? And will I ever get that back? Well, the reality is no, you may never get it back. And I know that's harsh, but that's the truth, my friends. Some of it won't come back, but that's not all bad. So what can we do in this time of change? Well, I think one thing that's really important, and you all know this already, I'm not saying anything brand new here, but we really truly have to love our mission more than we love our methods. That means if you love your format, the way your programs are structured, more than you love the mission itself of sharing the gospel with the children and seeing them discipled in the gospel of Christ and how to go out and to make more disciples, if you're more attached to the formats and the small groups or the large groups or the Sunday school program than you are of teaching children to be resilient disciples, then change is going to come harder for you. And it's going to become more difficult for you. You've got to love the mission more than the methods. You just have to. I think it's time for us to get a little more radical, to get a little more pushing outside the boundaries, to start looking at, again, what's our digital presence just as much as what's our physical presence, and how do we need to change both of those things? Maybe our physical presence has to change the method of how we're doing it, so that we have time to leverage the digital presence. Maybe there's things that you and I need to, you know, put on, as I always say, a to-don't list, and you just don't do those for a while. You hit pause buttons on some of the programs and different things that you do so that you can do some other things better. Obviously, because of the way our volunteers are, we're going to have to change the formats. We're going to have to run on less people. But that doesn't mean the quality changes, that the mission changes. So we need to understand what's going on in our culture. We need to understand the trends. Watch what your schools are doing. Watch how other groups are functioning. Pay attention to those things. Listen. Get yourself outside into other Facebook groups besides children's ministry groups and listen to other leaders talk. Hear what's going on around us. And then use that knowledge and wisdom to make the changes you need. But for some that are so afraid to open, I want to encourage you, take a look at Disney and Universal and SeaWorld and the places like that. They're operating safely. the COVID outbreaks around those places and the tracing to those places has been next to nothing. So you can open safely. If you listened a few weeks ago to my podcast with Aaron Zebarth, the camp director, about faith, I'll put a link in the show notes. You need to listen to that podcast. They were able to do, a Christian camp out in Pennsylvania was able to run multiple weeks of camps with hundreds of kids physically on the site and not a single outbreak of COVID. You can reopen your children's ministry. You just have to be strategic about it. You have to be willing to change what you do and how you do it. I was just in a great children's ministry even today, where the day that I'm recording this podcast was a Sunday. And I happened to go there and it was fantastic. It was their first weekend of being open. And you know what? It wasn't perfect. The children's pastor would tell you it wasn't a perfect weekend. But the joy in the children's faces, the joy in the children's eyes, the joy in the volunteers that did make it, the parents' feedback. A father I heard stood out in the hallway with tears in his eyes, so excited that his children were back in church again, in their own place where they could worship their style and not just in the big room. And I'm not saying that's bad. I think kids need to learn how to worship in the big room. I think this season was good in some ways, except for the fact that most senior leadership didn't want to change the service to make kids feel welcome there. And that's a sad thing, and that's a whole other podcast. I won't get started on that. But let me tell you, we've got to be ready. If you're going to be successful in change, you need to be a master of transformation. You need to understand that it's not easy. It's painful. Sometimes that pain pushes us into places that we don't want to go. But when we get to the other side, we see transformation. We see things differently. And we learn from them. We learn from our failures. And we learn from our successes. I want to encourage you today to think about your change. What's keeping you back from changing? You know, things don't have to change. They could stay the same. But if we don't change, what's at risk? What's at risk? If we stay the same, if we run the same models on the other side of COVID-19, then what's really at stake? We have to be careful. So, we have to be ready. Are you ready? I'm praying that if you listen to this podcast, that you will find the encouragement you need to sit down with God, open up the Word, seek Him, and say, Lord, where can I make changes? Where do I need to change my structures, my check-in, my check-out, large group, small group, promotion, digital presence? What needs to change? And let the Spirit show you and guide you. Walk with Him patiently, but don't drag your feet. Don't make Him force you to change. Don't go kicking and screaming. Allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Maybe you need to bring somebody in alongside you. I would be honored if you'd even consider KMC coaching as someone that can help you and come alongside you to provide you a place to bounce ideas off of and to talk through things, a way to get connected with other leaders so that you have a safe place to vent and to share and to brainstorm and to say, what if we did this and what if we did that? To walk through a presentation before you give it to your pastor. That's what we're here for. So check it out, KMC Coaching. Or maybe you need a break. Maybe you need some heart restoration and some mind restoration and some soul restoration. Maybe you're running on fumes right now. I would encourage you to go check out Restoring Leaders. Fill out some interest there. There's several spots where you can get engaged with what's coming up for retreats, and there's plenty of retreats that will be coming in 2021 where you can step away from ministry for a few days, connect with other leaders, laugh and rest and restore, be restored. So check those things out. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. I hope it's been a blessing, and I hope that something will change inside of you today. God bless. Stay tuned for another edition of the KMC podcast real soon.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills and ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.